In today's episode, what we're going to talk about is you need to become more frustrated. Now, here's what I need you to understand. I know you're thinking, dude, I'm already frustrated, but I promise you, if you want more results and you want more results faster, okay, faster, you need to become more frustrated. See, here's what I need you to understand. This is the secret to radical change, okay? The people who have an experience radical change in their lives, they got frustrated first. Let's talk about it. Welcome to another episode of Career Strategies. My name is Rodney Hughes, Mr. 100%, and today's episode is being brought to you by Interview Prep University. If you need help preparing for a telephone, video, or face-to-face interview, and you want to be best prepared, you need to take advantage of this 100% free virtual training platform. If you go ahead and go to this website, www.interviewprepuniversity.com, you can gain immediate access to this extremely valuable platform. Again, all you have to do is go to www.interviewprepuniversity.com. It's 100% free. You don't have to subscribe to anything, and you can get immediate access. Again, www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Okay, so again, what we're talking about in today's episode is you need to become more frustrated. You know, I know in the days and times of The Secret, everybody's telling you, you need to have this positive attitude. And listen, I'm not telling you to become pessimistic, right? I'm not telling you to become negative per se, okay? But what I am saying is that you need to become more frustrated. If you are at the point where you want fast results, okay? Just as an example, every year around the beginning of the year, thousands, maybe even millions of people, right around the end of December, become excited and motivated. They want to lose weight. So what do? They get up, right? At the beginning of the year, and they go to their local gym and they say, I'm gonna buy me a gym membership because I wanna feel like I'm getting results. And that's just a part of the process of getting results. But because they weren't sufficiently frustrated about their current situation, what ends up happening more often than not is that people get this small burst of inspiration or motivation or whatever you want to call it. They get up out their bed, they go out, get a gym membership. They may work out for a couple days, a couple weeks, maybe even a couple of months. But somewhere along the line, they start to lose that motivation. And then it boils down to, are they willing to remain disciplined towards the execution of their vision? And here's the deal. If they're not sufficiently frustrated with their current situation, when that motivation wears off, when that, oh yeah, I'm, you know, it's the new year and I'm gonna crush it, when that wears off, all that's left is nothing, essentially, okay? Nothing's left. And so what ends up happening is that people end up just falling off. But, and that's the key word, but there are a few people in this world that it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It doesn't matter whether it is the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, or the end of the year. Doesn't matter. When a person becomes sufficiently frustrated, radical change can happen in your life. And let me give you three reasons why radical change can happen when you are sufficiently frustrated. Reason number one, because most drastic change comes either by way of inspiration or desperation. Okay? Let's start with inspiration. I think that only maybe, and I think I'm being conservative when I say this, maybe 1% of the population on planet Earth makes a drastic change in their life because of inspiration. They have this moment of inspiration and they become extra just focused on accomplishing whatever it was that inspired them. And then radical change starts to happen. When you, and these people tend to be your high performers. Your high performers don't need desperate situations to pop up in order to perform. Some high performers can become inspired and then they can start just taking massive action until they make their dreams come true. On the other hand, desperation. I think that easily, conservatively speaking, 99% of people that make a drastic change in their life, a radical change, like when you see a person that goes and in 1 year, they lose 100 pounds or they lose 50 pounds or whatever it is, or they just, they start their own business and then they go and they just crush it. A lot of times, I believe 99% of the time, it's because for one reason or another in that person's life, they ended up becoming frustrated because they were desperate. They had to make it happen. It's something about getting frustrated at your desperate situation that causes people to become ultra focused and make a radical change. Okay? Reason number two, and why you need to become more frustrated, because reason number two why this is the secret to radical change is because it forces you to have a singular focus. See, if you're not frustrated, a lot of times you'll be focused on all kinds of stuff, right? Just think about it for a second. When you are frustrated, truly frustrated, the only thing that matters in that moment is stopping that frustration. That's it. You don't worry about nothing else. So again, when you see these people, and I'm going to use losing weight again because everybody can relate to this. That's why I'm going to keep referencing losing weight. But think about it. When somebody gets frustrated at being a certain weight, when they're truly frustrated at a level where they have to change it, it has to change and it has to change right now. They focus on one thing. That's it. It's amazing what happens when you truly get focused. We live in a world with so much distraction out here. So much distraction. You're distracted at every single corner. But when you truly focus in on one thing, when it becomes almost, hopefully it doesn't have to be a life or death situation, but when it almost feels like a life or death. See, when you get to a certain level of being frustrated with your current situation, it can almost feel like it's a life or death almost type situation where you got to make something happen, period. And then you just focus solely on fixing that situation. So maybe it's you're losing weight, you get singular focus. Everything else becomes a little bit less important, okay? Not to say that you don't find time for those other things, but for sure, your singular focus, the thing that you wake up and go to sleep thinking about every day, if you get to a certain level of frustration, will be, in this example, losing weight. See, that's when you know you've reached a certain level of frustration, because that's what you think about all day long. Every time you're about to buy a meal, you start thinking, I know I want those cookies over there. Like, that's my weakness. Anybody that knows me knows that cookies, cakes, all that stuff, that's my weakness. But if you get to a certain level of frustration, I don't want that up. Those cookies are the devil. Get away from me. Okay? And then the third reason, and this is a big one, okay? Why you need to become more frustrated. Why this is the secret to radical change. The third reason, here it goes. Your ego gets out of the way. Let me say it again. Your ego gets out of the way. See, you stop caring about what other people think if you get to a certain level of frustration. You don't care at all, okay? So once again, using the example of someone trying to lose weight, if you get frustrated enough, see, before you got to the point of becoming truly frustrated, you might not have felt comfortable with your body. You might not have felt comfortable. No, you might have wanted to change. You might have wanted to lose weight. But then all these thoughts start coming to mind. Oh, I don't like the way I look when I run. Oh, I don't like this or I don't like that. And all of these things, right? But at a certain point of frustration, and again, I think it varies from person to person. I don't think it's one set level of frustration, but at a certain point with every single person on this planet, in this scenario right here, if you reach a certain level of frustration, you will stop caring what other people think about what you're trying to accomplish. It will cease to exist to you. You worry about whatever the hell you worry about. You think I look fat? Great for you. Whoop-de-doo. I don't care. I'm on a mission. And I'm going to stick with this mission until I get the result that I desire. So again, I just want you to understand this, because again, it's almost as if everywhere I look, it's like people are constantly preaching like this, having a positive mental attitude. And I think there's a place for positivity, but I also think that at a certain point for certain people, depending on where you are in your life and depending on what it is that you want to accomplish, in order for you to get the change that you really desire, you're going to have to get frustrated. You're gonna have to get more frustrated about your situation. It explains why so many people embark on different journeys of change, and they end up starting and stopping, right? Like for instance, when it comes to smoking cigarettes, okay? Some people that decide that they wanna smoke cigarettes, I mean, it's a crazy thing, because I used to be there. I used to smoke cigarettes. So I know exactly what that's like, where you want to quit, but you haven't become frustrated enough with your current situation. So what happens? You start doing crazy shit like smoking. This is going to be my last cigarette. You go and you'll buy a brand new pack of cigarettes for five, six, whatever, however many dollars, depending on where you're at. In some places like New York, where the packs of cigarettes might cost like $12, $14 or whatever, you go buy a whole fresh pack. And then you say, man, you know what? You start smoking, you instantly start to feel guilty, and you're like, man, I don't need to be doing this. Man, I'm gonna throw this away, dude. I quit. There have been days where I have done that, and then before the day was over, I went and bought another pack. It's absolute madness. Absolute madness. You buy a brand new pack, you smoke one cigarette, and then you go throw that pack away and go buy another pack. And you wanna know what's even crazier, okay? I've had days where I've went and bought three or four packs in a day doing that same thing. I'll smoke one, throw it away, I'm done, man. A few hours later, I need me another cigarette. Go buy it. Oh, man, I'm done with this. Pour water on the cigarettes and then throw them away. and then go back and buy another pack. It's absolute madness. But at a certain point, you gotta get frustrated enough with all this nonsense and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm not picking another fucking cigarette up. See, if you can get to that point, see, where you start dropping the four-letter words, you don't always have to drop it. I got a little bit of a potty mouth, so excuse me there. Okay, you don't have to do that. But when you get so frustrated where you're like, I ain't picking it up ever again. I'm frustrated with this. I'm telling you, that's the space where radical change can happen. Where you can put the cigarette down and say, I ain't ever picking it up again. Where you can buy the gym membership and you go in there and you say, no. This isn't a diet, right? I'm making a lifestyle change. It gotta stop today. I'm serious. I don't care how much pain I have to feel in this process of change. I don't care what I gotta go through. I don't care what nobody else thinks. I gotta make this thing happen now. See, when you get to that level of frustration, oh man, it's scary how fast things can change in your life. Scary. But again, the key to it is, the only people I've really ever seen do this, again, 99% of the time, these people had to get to a certain level of frustration first before that happened. Again, there are that very small minority that can just do it on cue. These are high performers. They just got it. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a natural thing. I don't know what the situation is, but some people just got it. Some people can get inspired and just go and make radical change happen in their life. But most people, from what I've seen, from what I've experienced in my own life, had to get to a certain point of frustration first. So my friend, what I wish for you is more frustration in those important areas in your life where you want to change already. I don't want you to just become more frustrated for the sake of becoming more frustrated, and what I want you to understand is that those important places, those important pieces in your life where you really want to change. If you don't want to change, then I don't want you to just be frustrated to be frustrated. But if you want to change, if positivity isn't working for you, maybe you're not a part of that high performing club, like 99% of the people that make radical changes in their life aren't, then you got to get to a point where you're more frustrated. Maybe you could just get there after this episode. If you're listening to this and there's a certain part of your life or your career where you want to improve, and you know the things that you need to do. That's the crazy part about it. You know what you need to do. Well, then I want you to get frustrated. I want you to get way more frustrated with your current existence. Get pissed off and do something to change your situation. Because once you get to a certain level of being pissed off, everything else ceases to matter. Or most other things cease to matter. It becomes all about, this gotta change, and it gotta change right now. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. Hopefully you got great value out of this episode, okay? But let me ask you a question. From a interview perspective, if I could teach you a step-by-step system that can help you exponentially improve your odds of eliminating 99% of your competition when going through the job interview process, whether you have an interview that's coming up or whether you want to have this information for the future when you go into an interview, if I could show you a step-by-step system that can help you wipe out or exponentially improve the odds of you wiping out 99% of your competition, would you be interested in learning more about that? Well, if the answer is yes, then I want you to order a copy of my book, The ugly truth about getting hired, how to land the job of your dreams, regardless of the competition. It's a very quick read, but it's filled with a tremendous amount of value. This will be the single greatest investment that you've ever made in your career. I believe it. So if you'd like to order a copy of this book, all you have to do is go to my website, www.theuglytruthbook.com. Again, www.theuglytruthbook.com. And when you place your order for the physical copy of this book, I will give you immediate access to a free downloadable version of this book so you can have immediate access to the content. Listen, thanks so much for checking out this episode. Again, I hopefully you got great value out of this. If you did, do me a huge favor. Share this episode with as many people as you can on your social media platforms. Okay? Thanks again. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.